Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older? If you can hear me, I cannot hear you. I'm sorry?
40 and 45.
Thank you very much. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Black.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
Nope.
Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, there was an election in Virginia on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue facing the United States? Of currently facing the United States?
Foreign policy.
What was that? I'm sorry?
Foreign policy. Foreign policy.
Oh, foreign policy. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before.
Thank you very much. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia?
Local issue.
That was for the... Can you please repeat it, please?
Local issues.
Local issues. Can I know what type of local issues?
Job situation, the data center being built around.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Just a moment. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates from the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how you would likely would have voted if you had participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly? Only for Republican candidates for the General Assembly, or a mix of Democrats and Republican candidates for the General Assembly?
A mix.
A mix. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people hear about candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. And please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads.
No.
Spanish language TV ads.
Oh, yeah, there was English language TV ads, yes, and Spanish too.
Okay. And Spanish language TV ads?
Yes.
English language radio ads?
Yes, slightly.
Spanish language radio ads?
No.
Okay. English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
No.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
Yeah, I'm looking most of them, but I'm in
and phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Yeah.
Someone coming to my door?
Yeah, somebody knocked doors. I didn't meet them, but a couple of them yes.
Thank you. Billboards and yard signs?
I see that when I'm driving around.
Direct mail?
Yes, a lot of junk mail, yes.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
No.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No.
Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidates you would support for the Virginia Assembly?
No.
Thank you. May I ask why?
I made up my mind a long time ago.
Thank you very much. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in the election?
Yes.
May I ask why?
I don't like some foreign policies of the current government, so that made me want my voice to be heard.
Okay, just a moment, please. So that was, I saw the current foreign policy of the current government,
mm-hmm.
And so I changed my mind.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following issues played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted in the November 7th election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? Is it abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
Giving Republican control of the Virginia Assembly.
Given, was that your answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one is, it's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns, but Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement's job harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It is convincing.
Is it very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform abortions would end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is it very convincing or just somewhat?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now the next one is, Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit, with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Not convincing.
Is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing. Thank you. The next one is, today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia County prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off our streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing. Thank you. Now the next one is, 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics, it was about getting things done, and they've delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss, by making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. There is so much more that can be done, but it can only happen when your vote to elect a Republican assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is it very convincing or just somewhat?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. And the last statement is, MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly, they will pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, and taking away voting rights and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, paid for by working people. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is it very convincing or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, what is the most important problem or issue facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Foreign policy.
Foreign policy. Thank you. And now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy.
Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Somewhat.
We do have a yes or no answer. So where do you lean more?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
I'm currently undecided.
Thank you. May I ask why?
I don't like Joe Biden's foreign policy. And I don't like Donald Trump either.
Foreign policy. And I don't like Donald Trump. Thank you very much. Now, in just a couple of questions, and we're finished with the interview business section. It's just for statistical purposes only. In what country were you born? What was that? I'm sorry, you cut off.
Kenya.
That was...
Kenya.
Okay, I do not understand you to be.
K-E-M-Y-A.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Now, which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Do you have any other party in mind for independent?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment, please. Independent. Okay. Now it's right. Now, do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than 25,000, between 25 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, between 75,000 and 100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than 100.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the interview. So we thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.